Both sides of the issue want to sway Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, to their side. The R Street Institute's Andrew Moylan says a new poll reveals that most Virginians don't want their goods purchased through sites such as eBay to be taxed. He also says the process is burdensome because online businesses would be required to pay varying taxes based on each state and purchase point. He says there's another option.
The sort of technical term for it is origin sourcing, but in practice what that means is allowing online retailers to utilize the same collection scheme that brick-and-mortar retailers use, which is based on where they are physically present, where they are physically located. Then they only have to know one sales tax code. They only have to be accountable to one revenue agency.
But brick-and-mortar retailers like James Hatcher, president of Pleasance Hardware, say Virginia stores lose lots of money when customers use their sales representatives and resources to inquire about goods and services, but then take their business to internet retailers where they pay no taxes if the company is based in another state. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.